Maybe we'll, yeah, we'll just delete it. We don't have any other social activities, do we? No, we don't. I hope so. Although those little kids were cute as buttons, weren't they? Senate will please come to order. Messages from the House.
March the 6th, 2008, from the House of Representatives. Message is concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 10, State Parks and Historic Site Fees, ayes 54, noes 4, excused 2. House Bill 82, Trauma Care Services, ayes 57, excused 2, conflict 1. House Bill 83, District Court Judge Increase, ayes 58, excused 2. House Bill number 12, Veterans Mental Health Appropriation, ayes 58, excused 2. House Bill number 85, Brucellosis Testing Program, ayes 58, excused 2. House Bill number 69, Revisers Bill, ayes 56, excused 4. House Bill number 74, Veterinarian Loan Repayment Program, ayes 56, excused 4. House Bill number 117, Developmental Preschool Funding, ayes 56, excused 4. House Bill number 92, Property Tax Refund Program, ayes 56, excused 4. March 6, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 305, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill number 43, Penalties for Domestic Violence. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 57, excused 3. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. From the March 6, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 310, conferees appointed, joint conference committee number 1, Mr. President. The Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 43. The House conferees are Representative Throne Chairman, Representative Gingery and Shepperson. Patricia Benson, House Chief Clerk.
Okay. Conference Committee for House Bill 43, Penalties for Domestic Violence, will be Senators Perkins, Fecht, and Sessions. Go get them. Senator Geis, are you ready on message 293, House Bill 55, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation Licensure?
Mr. President, yes.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 293?
March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 293, Joint Conference Committee Report Adopted. Mr. President. House Bill number 55, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation Licensure. The House appointed the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 55, noes 4, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move conference committee report number 293, which is House Bill 55, water well drilling and pump installation licensing. What we did in the conference, we kept both of the House or the Senate standing committees, and then we went on down to page 3, line 23, and then we inserted a three little I, and we added we're drilling a well on land owned by them, so that if you own the land, you can still drill your own well if you want to. And then over on page 15, line 18, well, that's where we found a glitch, and I'm glad we did, or the governor would have had to veto this bill again. And I don't want to see this bill back again. But we forgot to delete S-42-109, which if we hadn't repealed that, then they wouldn't have had any money to work with. So we caught that error. And so basically the House bought our bill, except we will allow them to drill on their own land. And I would ask you to vote aye.
The motion is to adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 55, water well drilling and pump installation licensure, and the chairman has asked you to vote aye. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Co-excused Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria, Vecht, Geis,
aye.
Hastert, Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
no.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson excused, Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
no.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie, Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 25 ayes, 3 noes, and 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted House Bill, the Conference Committee report on House Bill 55, water well drilling and pump installation licensure. Senator Von Flatern, are you ready on message number 292, House Bill 17, Community College Commission Duties?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 292?
March the 5th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 292, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 17, Community College Commission Duties. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Von Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the adoption of message number 292 on House Bill 17, Community College Commission Duties. If you remember, we amended it over here on page 4, line 8, where we took out the powers of the commission to terminate those programs with consistent low enrollment. So it left here, review existing certificate and degree programs, and recommend is how we took out the word terminate, we put recommend in. So what we've come to compromise with the House was, after terminate, you leave it in there, but you insert state funding for. So we didn't say terminate those, that the commission can terminate programs at the community colleges. What they can do is terminate the funding, the state funding, for low enrollment programs at community colleges. And I spoke to the Community College Commission director and said, now, can you track this? Will you know how much money is going into this program that the Community College Commission has decided is has such low enrollment it shouldn't continue in their minds. Can you track exactly what that's worth based on FTEs and any other funding that goes in any part of that? And he suggests, in fact, he said in this bill is a position for an auditor to try to get all reporting and FTE definitions the same for all colleges, and that is exactly the job description. This job description for this person is exactly this. They'll be able to track that and then say that this much money goes to that program, and we've decided that that program shouldn't have state funding because it's consistently low in its enrollment. And if you want to continue it, fine. You know, just pay for it with local funds. So we took out terminate the program, put in terminate the state funding for it. So I ask for your aye vote on this.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 17, Community College Commission Duties, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Co-excused Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert? Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson excused, Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed, 28 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have accepted the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 17, Community College Commission Duties. Senator Johnson, are you ready on House message number 252 dealing with Senate File 18, Business Entities Revisions?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message number 252?
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 18, Business Entities Revisions. Reference House message number 252.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the...
Senator Johnson,
just a second. We've got to finish.
Okay.
Signing for the House, Senate Representative Qualberg, Brown, and Throne. Signing for the Senate, Senators Johnson, DeCaria, and Perkins.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Committee Conference Report on Senate File 18 and ask that you vote aye. If you remember, we couldn't make an agreement on the first Joint Conference Committee, so we requested an open, free second conference committee, which was granted, and that enabled us to take the problems between the House and the Senate and do a real job that made both committees quite happy, and I hope will make you happy. The explanation will be by Senator Perkins.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. President, what we did in this and the main issue that we had with Senate File 18 that we had to deal with was the imposition of a penalty. There was language in Senate File 18 that created a felony for filing false or fraudulent documents with the Secretary of State's office. The fine was in the felony range, but somehow the felony was only 6 months, and we had to go fix that as it was in the original bill. So House had turned it into a misdemeanor. And ultimately, the problem is that most of these people are going to be out of state, and so we need to have the long arm of the law be able to reach beyond our state borders to those evildoers that would reside elsewhere and be able to pull them back by the nape of their neck with a felony. So what we did is we went back and we took the language and we decided that it was untested language. So the first thing we did is we went back and rewrote the offense so it was patterned after the federal... Fraudulent Claims Act, And ultimately, it's a false filing type of a thing. We made it, originally it was a signing offense, now it's a filing offense. You can't just sign it and be guilty, you have to actually file it with the Secretary of State to be guilty. So ultimately, what we did is then we decided to, in the bill, this penalty was stuck in 1727-102, Mr. President, which for some reason is entitled electronic filing. And we thought, boy, that's an odd place to have a penalty on a crime is in electronic filing. So we pulled it out, Mr. President. We put it in back with the other falsification and in the criminal code back in 6.5. So we made a new 6.5308 to put it where it was probably more appropriate, or it might not sneak up on you if you didn't look in the electronic filing chapter. Ultimately, what we did is we turned it to where a person commits a felony punishable by imprisonment for not more than 2 years and a fine of not more than $2,000 or both if he files with the Secretary of State and willfully and knowingly falsifies, conceals, or covers up by any trick, scheme, or device or material fact, makes any materially false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or representations, or makes or uses any false writing or document knowing the same to be to contain any material false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or entry. And those, Mr. President, those penalties are right in line with the other ones like perjury, that's exactly what this is. So they're identical with the other perjury and those public falsification penalties that we find in that particular section of the criminal code. We agreed on that, and that was the big deal that we had to resolve between the committees. Other than that, the other changes we did, we basically receded and accepted the House's provision. On page 2 of the report, that we provided for a new A, which made basically the amount for reinstatement under A is the same as B that comes later. We made those equal. That was a good catch by the House and makes it a better bill. Because we had done that, then we were able to delete some of the other language that was needed later on. And then finally, Mr. President, the other thing we did is, for some reason, there must be a real problem with invalid and unenforceable subpoenas out there. Because we finally were convinced by the House, or maybe they just wore us out, Mr. President, that we needed to have valid and enforceable subpoenas instead of just subpoenas. So we thought that, you know, what the heck, we better make sure we don't have invalid and unenforceable subpoenas. So we allowed them to add valid and enforceable to every place subpoena then appeared in the bill. Other than that, Mr. President, we think it was a good bill, and it was a good conference, and request your favorable consideration on the report.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 18, Business Entities Revisions, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Co-excused Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Vecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson excused. Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions? Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
no.
Von Flatern, President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 1 no, and 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 18, Business Entities Revisions. Senator Massey, are you ready on House Message number 270 on Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in House Message number 270?
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum. Reference House Message number 270. Signing for the House, Representatives White, Harshman, and Simpson. Signing for the Senate, Senators Massey, Nicholas, and Scott.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 270 to Senate File 71 and ask the body to vote aye. The top part of the Joint Conference Committee Report, Mr. President, is an area that everybody agreed upon, and that was deleting the word certified from in front of the sign language classes that the bill originally proposed. The hang-up was with a House committee, or excuse me, with a House amendment that added physical science to the science curriculum for the success curriculum. The conference committee met and decided to postpone that action to July 1st of 2009. And so that's what you see down at the bottom part of page 1 and the middle part of the top and middle part of page 2 is that the physical science will be added to the science curriculum, but not until July 1st, 2009. In the meantime, as noted in Section 3, the Department of Education is instructed to work with school districts to establish content standards for the physical science course that are as rigorous as the other science courses listed in the success curriculum, and to report back on that effort as well as their determination of the effects of adding physical science to the science curriculum to the Joint Education Interim Committee by October the 1st. If there's a problem with the standards, or if other school districts step forward and say, this is a problem for us by adding physical science to this list, then we can come back next session and change this action before it takes effect on July 1st of 2009. I urge the body's concurrence with this report.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum, and you are being asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
No.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case? Co-excused, Cooper,
aye.
DeCaria,
aye.
Fecht,
aye.
Geis,
no.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson excused, Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend, Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote,
aye.
Cooper, aye to no.
Johnson, aye to no.
Closing vote, closing vote closed. 21 ayes, 7 noes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report on Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum. We're at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. Enrolled Act number 45.
Senate Enrolled Act number 45 being original Senate File 70, an act relating to school finance.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 45 being original Senate File 70. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 46.
Senate Enrolled Act number 46 being original Senate File 11, an act relating to subdivisions.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 46 being original Senate File 11. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 47.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 47, being original Senate File 44, an act relating to the Wyoming Residential Mortgage Practices Act.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 47, being original Senate File 44. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 48.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 48, being original Senate File 69, an act relating to wildlife and natural resource funding.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 48, being original Senate File Number 69. I have so signed. That's it. Senators, you know, I'm just going to go through this briefly so you know kind of where I think we're at. We still have out there House Bill 43, penalties for domestic violence. I just appointed a conference committee on that one. Senate File 9, State Retirement Board Immunity, that's on Conference Committee 2. I think that's coming together. Senate File 21, Hathaway Scholarship Program. That one is going into Joint Conference Committee 2. I'm assured that, the House will back off. And it'll come back, that's the one to get back into the Hathaway program. What I've been told is that the other side may back off and it will be the original committee bill that we saw when it left here. So that's out there, but that seems to be doable. Senate File 22, School Facilities Amendment. That one's coming together. Maybe. The House has to vote on that one, I think. And hopefully they're working right now. Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority. So far we haven't gotten an appointment of a House committee. Senate File 65, Post-Conviction Relief Petitions, DNA Evidence. We're waiting on the appointment of a House committee. House Bill 8, Election Code Revisions. We're waiting on the Enrolled Act on that one. House Bill 9, Campaign Finance Reporting. Also waiting on the waiting for the Enrolled Act on that one. So they'll be coming through shortly. And we signed the last three. We just signed those were part of that package. Senate File 11. Subdivisions, large acre parcels, Senate File 44, Residential Mortgages Practices Act, and Senate File 69, Wildlife and Natural Resources Funding Amendments. Those are the ones we just signed. That leaves us with three out there that are in conference committee, two that we're waiting on the appointment of conference committees. And we should have one more that I think will, that the House will have to take action before we can get it back over here. Okay. Yeah, here's the ones the House has to concur on. House House Bill, where did we put those boogers? Oh, there they are. Pretty near lost those. Okay. The House will have to vote on concurrences on House Bill 137, the Castle Doctrine, 151, Tax Relief Program Amendments, 153, Economic Development Account 2, and 155, Recruitment of Physicians and Dentists. So those are still out there. Actually, all things considered, we're in pretty good shape. We do anticipate getting done tomorrow. I think that's it. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears this desk.
I move the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. on March 7th. Ready.
Any announcements? Senator Bachrach.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one little thing I forgot to tell you. Don't take the plastic tray out of your drawer when you empty everything.
Senator, does that mean we can leave the stuff in the plastic tray there, or just the tray?
Mr. President, actually, they'll clean out the trays, and they pretty much do. So anything that's yours, you should take. But if you leave pencils and all that stuff, they empty them out.
What a wonderful service. Senator Roth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Conference committees for Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority, and Senate File 65, Post-Conviction Relief DNA Evidence. We'll try to get that done as soon as the House adjourns. I've already had a message from the House Committee on Senate File 65 that they intend to roll over. So that will take a very short amount of time, and then we'll finish up on Senate File 27.
Okay, great. Senator Jennings.
Mr. President, your concurrence committee on Senate File 21 will meet back here in Senate Education as soon as the House gets out.
Great. Senator Perkins.
Mr. President, your concurrence committee on Senate File 43 will meet upon adjournment of the House over there in the House Judiciary Committee room on adjournment.
Further announcements. The motion is that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The Senate is adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.